Houseman, whose career spanned 60 years, was a man of strong opinion.
I don't like Broadway, I've never liked Broadway, and I dislike it more as the years go by.
John Houseman, in a 1983 interview, he was a director, a producer, and an actor.
In my heart, I'm really a producer, but I love acting, and it's a novelty. It's new, comparatively new for me. And I have a very good time doing it.
In fact, Houseman was 71 when he turned actor, stepping into the role of Professor Kingsfield in The Paper Chase, for which he won an Academy Award.
In creating the part, I did what research I could about the character on whom Professor Kingsfield was based, and I had myself been a teacher for many years and had been running a large conservatory for some years.
Born in Romania in 1902, John Houseman, over his long career, worked on a cattle ranch in an Argentine bank. He collaborated with Orson Welles for the 1938 Halloween radio drama, The War of the Worlds. He co-authored the script for the classic Welles film, Citizen Kane, and produced scores of films for MGM. In his prime, he became an author, turning out three volumes of autobiography, learning more about himself in the process.
You make extraordinary discoveries as you go along. You make discoveries of facts that you had totally forgotten, which is suggested by other facts, and you also begin to understand motivations and reasons for doing things which you had no suspicion of.
John Houseman, dead at the age of 86. Don Swaim, News 88. By the time he was 71, John Houseman was practically a household name in theater, movies, and radio as producer, director, and writer. Then he stepped into a new career, that of an actor, playing the role of the crusty Professor Kingsfield in both the movie and TV versions of The Paper Chase. As the years passed, John Houseman felt compelled to write his autobiography, but not out of ego.
I realized when I reached the age of about 50, some of the things that had happened to me in the theater, in the social history of my time, were extremely exciting, and that they were not being recorded. And as more and more of my contemporaries seemed to die, I realized that if I didn't sit down and try and tell these stories, they would never be told.
That was John Houseman in a 1983 interview. Houseman said writing about his life was both difficult and painful.
You train your mind to go back. I think the process of going back becomes progressively less painful. On the other hand, that may have had to do with the fact that in the beginning, I was going back to very early times, to childhood.
John Houseman did his writing the hard way.
I do it in longhand with a ball pen. Then after it's done, I either type it myself or have it typed by my secretary. And then I really start correcting and shaping it.
The late actor, producer, director, and writer, John Houseman, dead at 86. Don Swaim, News 88.